Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Next, we want to look at this question that's been presented. The Bible does not mention multiple meetings on Sunday. And I've shortened this down, condensed it to kind of try and answer it as best as I can. Does not mention multiple meetings on Sunday. Is this tradition acceptable and why? What did Jesus teach with regard to our assembling together for worship? In John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, is a go-to passage for us a lot of times that we must worship God in spirit and in truth. I'm not going to focus on that so much tonight as I am what he says about an hour is coming. Now, brethren, that does not mean that we're limited to an hour in worship. Amen? But what he is speaking of is a time or a day as he speaks about the hour is coming. What's it refer to? I believe that he's referring to the Christian age, the Christian dispensation of time when all of mankind would be able to worship the Father in spirit and in truth if they were a part of His kingdom. What are the instructions and the examples that we are given in the Scripture? Well, to begin with, the apostles were gathered together on Sunday after Jesus' resurrection. I find that interesting that here we have these men who have spent time with the Lord and he has been killed on the cross, crucified at Calvary. And what do they do? The day of worship, according to the Jewish law or custom, was the Sabbath. They weren't assembled on the Sabbath, but rather they are assembled, note the context of what is given there in John chapter 20, verses 19 and following, on the first day of the week. Now, it does not indicate that they're worshiping there, but rather that they've come together. Why have they come together? These men spent about 3 years with the Lord, Him teaching them, preparing them for His death, and their role and responsibility as His apostles in the proclamation of God's truth. And I, for myself, believe that He has instructed them of the significance of coming together upon the first day of the week. That is a somewhat of a Kevinism, if you would, but I know that He would have taught them some very fundamental things, at least about the need for them to assemble together upon the first day of the week. Why? Because they do teach this afterward. Based out of what these apostles have taught then, we find that the saints were assembling regularly on the Lord's Day in the evening to worship our God. So some people would say, well, the example that we have then is that we are to assemble ourselves together of an evening. Hence, tonight, I guess we have a scriptural assembly, right? The point of the matter is that the emphasis is not necessarily upon the evening as it is upon the Lord's Day. We go back to the consideration of context. What was going on at that given time? Again, I've already mentioned is that the Sabbath is still in place from a governing standpoint. It's not taken away until 70 A.D. Now, we do know, though, that the Lord has nailed the law to the cross whenever He died. Colossians 2, 14 through 16 explains this back to us. Yet at the same time, Sunday was still considered a work day for the Jews. Go back to Exodus chapter 20 and verse 11. For 6 days you will labor and do all of your work, but the Sabbath was the day that was consecrated for the Lord. So these people are working all through the day, and then therefore of an evening is when they have that opportunity or privilege to assemble for worship. I contend that a second time of worship is indeed in keeping with what the Scripture says. To assemble on Sunday morning, and then to assemble on Sunday evening, or even to assemble in the middle of the day, as long as we assemble together on the Lord's Day. The question was asked with regard to this being a tradition. Can we get too indoctrinated, I guess you would, into our tradition, such as on Sunday evening or two times of worship, to where it can become problematic? And I would say that that would be true if we are trying to bind this upon other congregations. We are responsible as elders for what takes place at this congregation, and at this congregation we see fit at this given time to worship in the morning on Sunday as well as to come together of an evening. Yet at the same time, we do not have any say as to what takes place over at Arlington or Central or Mount Leo. And if those individuals or congregations decide that they're going to meet two times on Sunday earlier, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, that is up to those congregations. Or even if they were to decide that they're just going to meet one. Out of what we find in Scripture in regard to our day for worship, it is Sunday, and then also from an eldership standpoint, in order to offer an opportunity for those members who work of a morning or who work of an evening, we want to offer two different time frames on Sunday for them to be able to come and worship. Now, that might leave someone open to say, well, if the second service is primarily for those individuals, then that means I don't necessarily have to be here. Truth of the matter is that all of us get something out of worship. And if we don't get something out of worship, then we need to go back and to maybe examine our focus while we are engaged in worship, while we are assembled. Also, though, we have a responsibility to submit to the rule of an eldership. And whenever an eldership says that we're going to meet at thus and thus time for worship, then we need to do all that is within our power to do as individuals to make sure that we meet those standards that have been set forth.